Well, I suppose the major events last week were, first of all, the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill in the United States. It's going to add trillions to already high US budget deficits. Budget deficit in the US is already around 7% of GDP, and it's going to go much higher over the course of the next few years. And government debt will rise from 100% of GDP to over 130% of GDP over the next few years. So yeah, a lot of pressure coming through from that sort of change, coming through that legislation. And it's happening at a time when the president is both ramping up his criticism of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates there steady at 4.5%. They're worried, obviously, about inflation effects from tariffs down the track. And also, you know, with announcements coming this week of setting, not quite in stone, but announcing those various tariff changes that will come into effect from the 1st of August. Yeah, obviously, there's been a period of negotiation. Some have managed to get deals away, such as Vietnam, but many haven't. And so we've got all of that disruption coming from the US over the course of the next few weeks. But markets relentlessly, or at least risk assets relentlessly, climb higher on this, which is somewhat puzzling. It's also puzzling given that the economic data out of the United States is really quite conflicted at the moment. We've got some areas of minor improvement. So, for example, last week we had the ISM manufacturing PMI, the ISM non-manufacturing PMI, so that's for the manufacturing and the services sectors. Both had small improvements for the month of June. The ISM manufacturing PMI went up to 49 from 48.5, a bit better than expected, still below the 50 expansion contraction marker. And the ISM non-manufacturing PMI, which going back a month ago had fallen below 50 for the first time in this cycle, to 49.9, lifted to 50.8. So that was fairly much expected, but some improvement running through that particular indicator. Also, we had jobs data last week. We had non-farm payrolls came out, and they were firmer still than expected. So we had non-farm payrolls were expected to lift by 111,000. There was an upward revision to the previous month where 139,000 turned to plus 144,000. But for this most recent month, non-farm payrolls were up another 147,000, so stronger than expected. And the unemployment rate, rather than going up as the market thought it might, it was at 4.2% going back a month ago. I thought it might go up to 4.3. It came down to 4.1%. Average hourly earnings, not quite as high as expected, but still reasonably firm. So average hourly earnings rose another 0.2%. That was after 0.4% going the month before. And the annual rate of change has just edged back a little bit to 3.7 from 3.8. But all told, that's a very, very tight labour market still. And so the issue there is that the Fed, if it's acting independently, would find it very hard to lower interest rates in that type of environment. There's a potential inflation threat, not just from the tariffs which are coming into play. And this is something that's worth bearing in mind. The market's been reacting as if, inflation consequences from President Trump's early April announcements have not been as much as expected. Well, of course they wouldn't be, because the tariffs haven't been imposed yet for the most part. They're going to be imposed from the 1st of August. This is very much an end of this year disaster that's in the making. And so that's where the pressure point is that the Fed's looking towards. And of course, for the time being, the president's saying, look, the Fed should be bringing interest rates down to 1%. That's total arrant nonsense. But he's building up a case and has even asked for the Fed chairman to consider resigning. I don't think Jerome Powell will do that. His term doesn't finish till next year. But we've got this rumbling problem with an argument with the Fed as well. So still a lot more disruption to come out of the US. For the time being, though, the market's blasting through it. and saying, we think things are okay for the time being. And so we've seen bond yields sort of holding down, and we've seen risk assets rising. It all looks very precarious. Now, in this week, we haven't got much this week at all because it's a fairly quiet one. Always is the first week of the new month. And so on Tuesday, we've got May consumer credit coming out. That was quite strong last month. It may have come back a bit. It was up over $17 billion going back to the month of April, maybe up around $10.5 billion for the month of May. And initial jobless claims. Initial jobless claims last week were firmer than expected in the sense that they weren't as high as expected. They came in at 233,000, market's looking for 240,000. Market thinks they might be 235,000, but not a lot in the way of data this week. So if anything, yes, whatever is announced by the president in the United States, and of course this is when the deadline is coming up for tariffs, which comes up middle of this week, and he'll be setting in concrete tariffs for certain countries, including ourselves, and for some on the higher tariffs, they come into effect from the 1st of August. Moving to China. China last week, we had a range of data coming out. They're all personally managed indices, which come out always at the end of the month into the beginning of the new month, and they were almost all a little bit firmer than expected. So it appears China is just performing just a little bit better than earlier expected. The manufacturing PMI, the official version of it, went up to 49.7 from 49.5. The non-manufacturing PMI went up to 50.5 from 50.3. That's actually not a bad reading. And the Caixin versions were stronger still. The Caixin manufacturing PMI went up from 48.3 to 50.4. And the Caixin non-manufacturing PMI was at 51.1. That was a fairly high reading. Was expected to come back to 51. That's the only one that was a little bit less than expected. Came down to 50.6. But broadly speaking, not too bad, those numbers. Having said that, this week in China, middle of the week, we get their latest CPI comes out. It's still going to be in deflation. In fact, it's probably going to be worse than it was the month before. Month before, the year-on-year change was plus 0.1%. So in other words, almost no inflation at all. That's expected to deteriorate to minus 0.1%. So one of those markers that there's a lot of excess production in China, and that's putting some downward pressure on prices in China. It'll be reflected in producer prices as well. For June, they come out on Wednesday as well, and they were minus 3.3% year-on-year. Going back to May, look as if they're still staying around that minus 3.3% mark. And then right at the end of the week, going into the weekend, we'll get the latest trade data from China, get June exports and imports. This is the really weak part for China now because obviously they're under threat on their international trade. Last month, exports, which had been travelling around 9% year-on-year, came all the way down to 4.8% year-on-year. They're probably going to come down much less than that when we get the June result, and imports were pretty weak too at minus 3.4% going back a month ago, probably around that level again. So just some indications that China's got this huge headwind now from what was one of its growth drivers over years gone by, and that was international trade. With the trade disputes with the United States and tariffs, that obviously is going to be more problematic. Now, Australia this week, obviously we're focused on the RBA, but just looking at the data that came out last week first, we had home building approvals, retail sales came out. Home building approvals, they lifted after being down by 4.1% the month before. They lifted by 3.2%. They're up about 7 or 8% year-on-year, so they are lifting compared with where they were a year ago, but nowhere near enough to give us a lot of housing supply to meet building demand. Retail sales, they were relatively soft for May. The previous month was actually revised slightly from minus 0.1% month-on-month to flat. Market thought we'd get retail sales up about 0.3%. They're up 0.2%. It appears that consumers are still pretty hesitant about spending freely. And there's a report in the papers today from the major banks, and they're saying that among their customers, the cuts in mortgage rates so far, only about a tenth of the customers have decided to take that as an actual cut. Many have decided to leave the bigger payments inside their mortgages, in other words, getting further ahead with their mortgages, saving effectively, rather than spending the changes in interest rates which have been coming through. So it would be interesting to see where that changes at all. Some of the consumer sentiment, consumer confidence survey suggests that there's a build-up in consumer sentiment and starting to come through. If that's the case, this might change because we do have pretty good real income growth here now in Australia, and so this build-up in savings, if there's any sort of feeling of comfort at all with what's happening, that should start to spill into somewhat better spending data before we go too much further ahead. We also are feeling trade consequences from the deteriorating international trade outlook. Our May trade surplus was one of the smallest ones we've had over recent months. It was a lot less than expected. We were expecting a trade surplus in the month of May of $5 billion. It was only $2.2 billion. That was down from $4.85 billion the month before. Exports, they've been falling month in, month out, last couple of months. Exports were down by 2.7%, whereas imports were up by 3.8%. So, we're getting a bit of a trade headwind here too. So our growth rate just starting to build with that weakness starting to show in the trade account. Australia this week, we get ANZ job ads out today. They were down by 1.2% last month, but are still at a relatively elevated level, so it'd be interesting to see exactly where that goes. We've got June NAB business conditions, business confidence at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Business conditions were flat, zero, literally, which means pessimists and optimists were exactly the same in the June survey. Business confidence, though, had a bit of a lift last month to plus two. So there was a little bit of an improvement running through the business survey going back to last month. It'll be interesting to see where that continues in June. That'll all be happening ahead of the RBA announcement. The RBA meets both today and tomorrow. And the decision at this stage, it's a reasonably strong chance they're going to cut by 25 basis points. And that would take the cash rate down to 3.6% from 3.85%. Never an absolute certainty, but when we allow for things such as the monthly inflation gauge coming back, some softness through some data, it would be somewhat surprising if they don't cap tomorrow. So that's the likelihood running through the Reserve Bank decision tomorrow. And it'll be interesting just to hear the Reserve Bank governor's comments on the back of that too at the press conference after. Moving to Europe, and inflation is low but getting a bit stickier. We had the preliminary June CPI came out. It went up slightly from 1.9% year-on-year to 2%, and the core CPI was steady at 2.3%. Also, for the first time, we had a little bit of a rise in the unemployment rate in Europe. We've had the unemployment rate coming down or staying low over at least the last 6 to 9 months. And going back to April, 6.2% unemployment rate was the lowest this century. We thought it'd be the same again, but it didn't. It ticked up to 6.3% for the month of May. So just a little bit of pressure suggesting that European growth, which had looked good running through Q1, maybe just under a bit of pressure as we go ahead. We also get producer prices coming out of Europe. They're still down under the pressure from lower energy prices. So May reading, and expects to be down by 0.6%, which would mean that the annual rate of change in producer prices in Europe would fall to plus 0.3% from plus 0.7%. So relatively low inflation in Europe, but again, watching ahead. It's also worthwhile noting that across Europe, the US is an example of just a massive increase in government spending after the big beautiful bill. But we're getting much, much easier fiscal policy developing across Europe as well, which should over time sort of be a boost to growth. A lot of it's coming through military spending, but it's particularly pronounced in Germany, where they're pushing for much larger increases in spending on infrastructure and defence. So there's certainly a fair bit of spending running through as far as Europe's concerned. What I should say is that what we're seeing out in the United States, what we're seeing in Europe, even with inflation down temporarily, it shouldn't really reflect in much lower bond yields. Bond yields, if anything, in this type of environment, government bond yields almost everywhere, should be marking up a bit. And so it'll be interesting to see how that develops over the course of the next few months. Europe this week, in terms of data, we've got Centix investor confidence. It's expected to improve again for the month of July to plus 1.1 from plus 0.2. And we've got May retail sales coming out. Bit of a pullback in retail sales in May. They're only up 0.1% going to April, but the market's thinking there's a 0.8% reduction in retail sales in May, so a bit of softness running through there. But all told, we're watching for the tariff announcements out in the United States this week, and just the quirkiness of the way markets are running, given what we've had over the course of the last week or two in the US, a massive lift in government spending effectively coming into play, really big increases ahead running through government government debt in the United States, the Fed and the President now looking at his next line of battle, which appears to be with the Fed. There appears to be risks ahead for both bond yields also for the very, very high level attained so far by risk assets, which appears to be purely on momentum rather than anything to do with fundamentals.